In today's Sound Theology Bite, I want to talk about how the church helps us overcome temptation. In a previous episode called Overcoming Temptation, I gave several biblical strategies to help us overcome temptation. You might remember those if you've listened to that episode. If you haven't, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it. But those strategies were these: walk in the Spirit, meditate on Scripture, pray for deliverance, watch and be aware of temptation, recognize your status as a saved believer who has been delivered from the dominion of sin, make no provision for the flesh, understand Satan's strategies and how he's trying to get at you, and then finally exercise personal discipline. And within those, I mentioned just briefly the importance of fellowship and even how Satan might try to lead us away from fellowship. And that was just a brief comment with reference to the local church. And we need to revisit that and expand on that idea and talk specifically about the role of the local church in helping us overcome temptation. In fact, we are unable to overcome temptation without the local church. And I'm saying that specifically. I'm using the phrase local church specifically and not just church universal, because in the design in Christ's design of his New Testament people, he has designed that we would be gathered into local bodies, local churches, local congregations, and we would be members of one another. There is such a thing as the universal church. That's a reality in the New Testament, and that refers to all Christians from all places from all time periods. But predominantly, when the word church is used in the New Testament, it has reference to the local church, to local church gatherings. And that's important to recognize, because the instructions that Paul and the other New Testament writers give are two instructions to local churches. And this is where we find ourselves. This is where we place ourselves. This is where we have accountability and discipleship. And really, we can't grow in Christ's likeness apart from the local church. Some have come to embrace and believe that idea, and it's false, and it's actually dangerous. We can't make progress in the Christian faith. In fact, in my experience, I've seen people, when they start to drift from the local church, they start to really take on strange views, sinful behaviors, primarily, I think, because they've drifted from the accountability and the encouragement of the local church. And so we want to make sure that we are talking about overcoming temptation in the context of the local church. All the strategies I gave you, potentially you could take those as personal, private strategies, which they are, but you don't want to isolate them from the relationships that we have in the local church. Proverbs 18:1 says that he who isolates himself seeks his own desire and breaks out against all sound judgment. Things only go wrong and badly for you when you start to separate yourself from the local church. So we want to make the point at the beginning here and then flesh this out in Scripture that the church is central to helping you overcome temptation. That is God's design. You want to grow in Christ's likeness. You want to have power over the temptation in your life. You actually want to be able to kill sin. Well, you can't do it apart from the local church. Take all those strategies we mentioned in the last Sound Theology Bite episode, but also you have to do these within the context of the local church. You have to apply them in the context of the local church. Well, one of the verses I want to look at today is Hebrews 3:12, which reads, "Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion." I want us to notice in verse 12 and 13 that the concern is that among us, among the local church, the professing believers in that local congregation, there might be someone with an evil, unbelieving heart. And that would be a grief to us. We don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen to ourselves, and we don't want that to happen to anyone else. Well, we have a role to play. We are members of one another, as Paul says elsewhere in the New Testament. And so we have a concern and a genuine concern for one another. You know, Cain's famous question millennia ago when he asked, "Am I my brother's keeper?" The New Testament answer is yes, absolutely. You are your brother's keeper. We need to look out for one another. It's God's design that through the exhortation, he says in verse 13, the exhortation, that word can also be translated encouragement, through the exhortation and encouragement of our brothers and sisters, we will be enabled to overcome temptation, our hearts will be kept soft, and we will persevere in the faith. But what I want us to see in this text is the centrality of the local congregation in helping us keep our hearts soft and maintain our faith in the Lord. We are never intended to be outside of the local church in our pursuit of holiness and our seeking after Christ likeness. And here you have an important text to that end. You also have another text in Hebrews that talks about the importance of gathering together so that we can stir each other up to love and good works. Now, this is not talking specifically about overcoming temptation, but I think you can see the application. Overcoming temptation is not to be separated from being stirred up to love and good works. This is all one piece. Our Christian life is all of one piece. You can't sharply divide up the Christian life and say, well, this is overcoming temptation over here, and this is love and good works over here. No, it's all tied together. And without the local church, we can't be stirred up to love and good works. That's what the author of Hebrews is saying. He says this. He says in verse 23 says, let us hold the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider, this is verse 24, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. We need to give thought, we need to strongly consider, give serious thought to how to stir up one another to love and good works. You know, that really can only happen in the local church setting. The local church setting is how I get to know you, how you get to know me. And I can only really stir you up. I don't know how to stir you up. I don't know your personality. I don't know your strengths or weaknesses unless we're in a local church setting and I can get to know you over time. And then I get to learn how to stir you up to love and good works. And in doing that, that is going to help you overcome temptation, primarily the temptation to neglect love and good works, the temptation to draw into ourselves and not give thought to the interests of others. So we see in these couple of texts that the local church is vital to our growth in Christ likeness, to putting off sin, to maintaining a soft heart. We need the exhortation of our brothers and sisters. We need the encouragement. You know, there are times when I need exhortation. I need you to give me a sharp word. There are times when I need an encouragement from you, and you need an encouragement from me. You know, we need to not only hear from others about our blind spots, because we can't see our blind spots. That's what they are by definition. I'm not even aware of them, so I need you to point them out. But there are times when I'm not aware of God's work in my life, or you may not be aware of God's work in my life. I've seen that in people where they are very discouraged because they're doubting their salvation, or they're doubting their usefulness. And we need to come alongside those people and encourage them and say, listen, I see God's grace in your life in these ways. And that encourages them, and that helps them to overcome perhaps the temptation to become spiritually lazy or to fall into despair. And so that it is a vital component to helping our brothers and sisters overcome temptation. We need accountability, don't we? We need accountability all the time, and the local church provides that accountability where I can confess my sin to you. We can confess our sins in trusted relationships, and by confessing our sin, this is one of the primary ways. I've seen this in my own life, and I've seen this in the life of others. One of the primary ways that we kill the power of sin is confessing it to God and confessing it to one another. James 5 tells us to confess our sins to one another. We need the fellowship of the believers. We need to rub shoulders with one another. We need to speak the word of God to one another. We need to hear each other sing the word of God. These things are going to feed our souls and be a powerful means to us overcoming temptation. And finally, we need to hear the word of God preached. The preaching of the word is an important event in the life of the Christian. Preaching is particularly powerful. You know, you're in a Bible study, and Bible studies are great. We have them all the time. I teach a number of them, and they're wonderful, and I love facilitating Bible studies. But in Bible studies, you can have some give and take, some interaction, some interruption, and so on, and that's fine. But what can tend to happen, if that's all that's happening, perhaps you've heard something, you're convicted, and rather than have that conviction be sustained, you kind of want to interrupt the teacher and kind of interject something so we can get off the topic a little bit. In preaching, there's no way to interject your own thoughts or to interrupt the preaching. You must remain under God's word. And the act of preaching is very powerful for penetrating the reluctant or hard or indifferent heart. There's just something that God has designed in preaching that it has this power to penetrate the heart. And so we need to sit under the preaching of God's word, and that happens in the local congregation. So we can see that the local church is vital to our growth in Christ's likeness and our ability to overcome temptation. So don't neglect the local church. Christ has given it to you for your good and your blessing.